T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tiger.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Brooks with Ignite Your Life. This is a very special edition, a recorded edition. We are not going live tonight because yesterday we recorded an interview with Kate Warlow and Karina Gonzalez out of South Africa. And unfortunately, Karina was fading in and out, so a lot of her information, awesome information, got lost in the fading in and out. Karina's out of Johannesburg, South Africa, and as you can understand, some 12,000 miles away, sometimes bandwidth gets in the way. So we decided to record this special edition with Karina and let her talk about her awesome new show coming up on our Coach on Fire radio network here, a little bit about what she does, and I just want everyone to learn about the awesomeness that Karina is. I've gotten to know her over the last month or so, and she is an absolutely terrific person, both personally and professionally. She does some great work. She is a registered psychometrist, and I didn't know what that was, at least not until yesterday when Karina explained it to us, and that's when the radio was fading in and out. So I'm going to have her explain what that is, a little bit about who Karina is, and what she does and what she'll be bringing to her radio show. And she's just now starting to branch out from a local business to scale it globally. I think that's really exciting, bringing her programs and gifts and passion and purpose online for the first time. And today I even saw I'm participating in a video challenge, as a lot of people are. And I encouraged Karina to do the same thing, and she did her first video today, and it was awesome. So congratulations, Karina, for that. You're really moving past the fears, which is what your video was all about today. But first, let's start with who is Karina, what do you do, and we'll go from there. So welcome to the show, Karina. I'm glad to have you back. I'm sorry about the technical issues yesterday, but let's get this in the books.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks a lot for that. I trust this will be a better show. I'm a registered psychometrist, which means that I can, in here in South Africa, we have a health professions council, like everywhere else. And I'm qualified to administer psychological tests. So that's numerical, verbal, cognitive, all those kind of things, which gives me an insight into the individual. So I do those first. And then depending where the client wants to go, we work from there. And then coach. Also use a lot of intuitive and biographical information, like incomplete sentences and drawings, so I think I get a little feel for their psyche as well. It's pretty exciting stuff.
That is exciting. Let's talk a little bit about how you bring your education as a registered
psychometrist.
Into the coaching process.
So what I do initially is most of my assessments are online. So that's the first point of contact with my clients, my potential clients. So I send them off online tests. They go and do all the tests online, and I let them do drawings. We go back to basics and do drawings and coloring in, which is pretty cool. And then when they send them back, I then analyze them, send them a report, and then we do feedback. So we'll say, okay, this assessment says perhaps you're more creative than practical, for example. So you might be in the wrong career, or maybe the light. They're tired and they're looking to start a new business. So that just gives us a point of contact. Then from there, we do the coaching and then we do standard coaching. So we'll look at blocks and we'll look at how to go deep so that we can clear those blocks. Because obviously, if you do superficial stuff, it'll just manifest in a different way, the challenge for the individual. So that's basically, in a nutshell, what I do.
Awesome. So how does what you do with the assessment differ from what a psychologist or a psychiatrist would do?
I work, I don't do counseling per se. I support and guide the individual. So it's all about the client who does all the work, really. So we'll set tasks together, and I'll guide and support. And if he comes back, doesn't do the task, we'll look at why he hasn't done it, and then take a step back and move forward. So it's more like a guiding, supporting role that I have. That's really what I do, guide and support.
Okay. Do you do motivational coaching as well? How do you motivate them to achieve the goals after you've got the assessment done?
What I do, I work a lot with the inner person. So I work a lot with people finding their true purpose, finding their gold inside, and working through all that so that they can get confident and they actually want to do what they need to do. So that's basically, that answered your question, Michael.
Yeah, okay, that answered my question. Mm-hmm. And you primarily worked within the country of South Africa. You're just now reaching out to a global audience. What prompted that move to scale your business? Was there any one event in particular, any reason for doing that?
Not really. I read a lot, and I love information, and I love news. And I think just going through that process, I realized it's time to go out, step out and try something new. Challenges are important. Comfort zones are terrible. It's really, you need to, and I have to challenge myself continually. So this is really a challenge, and it's an exciting one. Really, that's all.
Okay, you're a part of the Coach on Fire radio network, and I'm really thrilled to be working with you and have you a part of this. Tell us a little bit about what the With Intent radio show is going to be about. What types of things are you going to do, and what can people look forward to when the show launches in just a couple of weeks now?
I'm looking at thought-provoking, so... Thought-provoking, we'll probably do some movie reviews, old and new, fun, interaction. So we're looking at getting into that person who calls and playing in some process. So with something in their hands.
Okay, Karina, can you do me a favor and start that from the beginning again? You faded out there for about 15 seconds.
Okay.
Talk about your show.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so my show will be thought-provoking. We're looking for thought-provoking, fun, interaction, a bit off the wall, okay? And so we will be doing things like interviewing people and maybe walking in the streets and interviewing people in the streets. Movie reviews, book reviews, that's the kind of thing. So I'm hoping that someone comes, listens to the show, and walks away with something and makes even the slightest difference in their lives. It'll be incredible.
I asked you this yesterday, but I don't know if you were dropping when I asked you this. Give me a couple of your favorite books that you've read over the past several months.
One of my favorite books, The Prophet, by Gibran. And, of course, The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho. I've just finished reading The 4-Hour Week, which is very interesting. That probably would have prompted, this could have prompted me to look at online as well.
Uh-huh.
Because he talks a lot about passive income, and that's the way to go.
Yes, it is. It is indeed. And The Alchemist is a great book as well. I did a book review on that not too long ago myself. In my Facebook group. So The Alchemist is absolutely excellent, and I recommend that. It was written many, many years ago. I can't remember the author's name off the top of my head, but highly recommended book. The Prophet is also great. And any movies that you've seen recently that that you would recommend, that you really like, even just for pleasure?
I'm a, like a series, more of a series kind of person, but I love Dead Poets Society. It's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Requiem for a Dream. Very good as well.
When you talk about series, you mean television series?
Yes. You know, when you can just, that's really, just sit in front and watch three or four episodes at one time, that's really escapism.
And what is your favorite series?
Oh, I like the Mafia. So The Sopranos and Boardwalk Empire and Breaking Bad. Those kind of things.
Gotcha. All right. All of those are absolutely terrific. And are they on regular TV in South Africa, or do you watch them through Netflix?
No, I just, I watch them on TV. I've got the, I go out and get the CDs. My son is in the movies as well, so he's got a wonderful collection.
Nice. What would you say, Karina, if I asked you what, I think you've been in business since what, 2005, 2006, what has been your greatest success to date?
My greatest success? We work a lot with foundation phase people that are like really ground level, you know, like grass cutters and weeders and that kind of thing. And I think my greatest success is to see the transformation in these people from being totally bored and not understanding anything to changing and looking to the future and wanting to start their own companies. I think that is the most incredible thing.
That is really exciting.
It's very exciting.
That's intriguing to me because most of the people I work with are coming from, you know, an educated corporate environment. Excuse me,
yes.
An educated corporate environment, and they're just, you know, burned out in their in their corporate careers. Excuse me, I'm getting a bit of a cold here. In their corporate careers and not, you know, the regular person on the street. I guess that's not the right word for it, but people that might not have the education and background to start their own businesses, and you've been working with those people to get them to see what their potential is. I think that's really, really cool.
That's very cool, and they are very difficult. I'm sure it's hard work, but it's really worth it in the end. So that's exciting, because not many people want to work with these ground, you know, really, some of them aren't even educated because it's such hard work, but the rewards are incredible.
And you talked about your video today, and by the way, you can, you know, go to YouTube and see Karina's video. You talked about overcoming fear. What are the two biggest fears you had to overcome in starting and growing your business?
Actually, I think it was going out and saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing. You know, I can make a difference in your life. It's actually stepping out and owning and showing up, owning the business, for the want of a better word. So it's a lot about confidence and self-belief, then.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you've got to believe in yourself and believe in your potential and follow your passion and discover your true purpose. No question about that. What would you say is the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome in your business, and how did you do that?
The biggest obstacle was accepting no and realizing that, you know what, something better comes in. Well, probably cash flow is huge, but you get around it. So there's ways and means to get around it, and it's also about a positive attitude and knowing that, I know that sounds very Pollyanna-like, but just knowing that you'll get through it and something better will come along.
Okay, that sounds terrific. What would you say the best piece of advice you have ever received is, and how has that helped you in your business and your life?
My grandmother. My 89-year-old grandmother, one day my car broke down and I was devastated. I was crying. And she said to me, "What are you crying for? Get up and do something about it." And she was a very wise lady. That stuck to my I use that a lot in my coaching as well. Just get over yourself. Move on. Let's move on and work through this together.
Very nice. And that came from your 89-year-old grandmother.
My 89-year-old grandmother.
Yeah. I know from getting to know you a little bit, you have a son. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yes, my son is a script writer. So he's completing his university, but he's just written his full feature. So he's very excited about that. And he's an actor. So, yes, starting out in the industry, really, really new, but he's looking to get some funding to start his movie. He's done a bit of directing, so who knows? Also
awesome.
New stuff.
That's terrific, Karina, and you must be a very proud mother.
I am.
What one thing that you have not done yet in your life would you like to do in the not-too-distant future?
Well, there's a lot. I'd like to go skydiving, race in a Ferrari around a racetrack, and scuba diving.
I've done a couple of those. I have actually skydived been to a couple of different places to scuba dive, which I've done quite a bit. So I like the ocean and the water. If you could only pick one country to visit that you haven't been to yet, what country would that be and why?
Sure. There's so many of them. I'd probably go to Miami.
Miami. Okay, that's a city within the United States of America. I'll go to Miami. All right, why would you choose Miami versus, say, Los Angeles or San Diego in California?
Yes. I don't know, it's just very romantic, I think. It's like the sea of all possibilities. I mean, I know... wherever you go, you take yourself, that's fine. But it's a romantic notion where you probably go there and drive along the beach and anything is possible.
It certainly is, and that can happen anywhere you'd want to go. Miami is kind of fun. I've been there several times. It's hot and it's humid, but it is absolutely gorgeous, and the beaches are fun there too. My favorite city in maybe not the world, but certainly in the United States is San Diego, California, which is absolutely awesome. My sister lives there. I went to grad school there. So put San Diego on your list too, Karina. Diego's a great place too. What would you say in just a few sentences your best definition of success is?
First of all, success is relative, okay? So it depends. Everyone's got their own definition. But I think it's about believing in yourself, having the confidence to do what you need to do, knowing where you're going, with purpose and meaning, and being goal-driven.
A expand your definition of happiness in two or three sentences?
Happiness is an inner peace. So where I think you can, it's almost like the eye in a storm. You're peaceful, you're happy inside, you feel that happiness, and it doesn't matter what's happening around you. You know you can move through that because you've got that power.
That's awesome advice as well, Karina. Let's talk about your show one more time. It's called With Intent, and let's just recap what people can expect when the show launches in just a couple of weeks now.
Thought-provoking, inspirational, motivational, fun, a bit off the wall, so anything's possible.
Yeah, and I am really looking forward to this show, Karina. You're going to be absolutely awesome on it. And let me hear for just a couple of minutes talk about the all-new Coach on Fire radio network. We will be launching on October 12th. We're going to have a schedule coming out in the next several days. We're going to be doing contests and promotions and just creating a lot of excitement around the network. We have 14 transformational hosts from literally around the world. As you know, Karina's coming to us from South Africa, which I think is really, really cool. We have coaches from Australia, coaches from Great Britain, and several from all over the United States. And they all have specialized fields, and they're going to be coaching you live on the air. You're going to be able to call in and ask them questions and get transformative advice right on the air. And of course, for on-demand listening, the shows will be recorded, and you'll be able to get them on demand as well. It's one of the most exciting projects I've ever been involved in, and it's kind of taken off like wildfire. And I think each and every one of our hosts has something to give the listener that is just insanely valuable. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. I know Karina is. And look for some major announcements in the next 10 days. And again, our actual launch date, our official launch date on Blog Talk Radio is October 12th, just in a couple of weeks from now. So I've got a lot of work to do, and so do our hosts. But I know every one of them is looking forward with being able to speak to our listeners both personally and through recorded audio. It's going to be a great thing. And as a presidential candidate, Karina says here in the United States, Donald Trump, it's going to be huge, absolutely huge. And I think one of our mottos is we're going to change the world together one show at a time. And I can't wait for your show, Karina. I'm excited to have you on board, and really appreciate all your efforts in helping us out here.
Thank you, Michael. I'm very, very excited. It's going to be huge.
Yes, it is. It's going to be huge. Now, yesterday, you told me that your celebrity crush would be Johnny Depp, preferably in pirate garb.
Yes.
You also told me that you like to dance and virtually any kind of music, whatever you can move to. But let me see if I can think of another fun question for you. Since you're from South Africa, are diamonds a girl's best friend?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
I prefer books to diamonds.
If I asked your best friend, what's the best thing about Karina, what would she say?
Good listener.
Okay, that's awesome. That's great. And I think in the coaching business, we do have to, be good listeners. That's also good advice for just anyone. Listen first and speak later, and only if you've got something, important and valuable to say.
Mm.
Anything else you'd like to add, Karina, before we close it out here?
Well, I can tell you that our website is up and it's very cool. It's www.withintent.co.za. a very exciting thing is that we've started loading our free assessment, so you can go and see what the fuss is all about.
Okay, and I would highly recommend. I've been on the website. It is really cool. It's relatively new, isn't it, Karina?
Yes, it's very new.
Yeah,
it's
very new. I looked at it the other day, and it is absolutely awesome. And if you want to get a free assessment on there, go to Karina's website. Give me the address again one more time, Karina.
www.withintent.co.za.
And they can go to your business Facebook page and like that, and that's With Intent as well?
Yes, Facebook page as well.
Well, I think that's going to be a wrap for us, Karina. Thank you for redoing this. I apologize for the technical issues we had yesterday, but I appreciate you coming on today to talk about your show a little bit and tell us basically about your business and who you are. I've enjoyed it. And again, thank you very, very much for redoing this.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
You're more than welcome. Karina, I know it's very late over there in the evening. It's still early out here in Boise, Idaho. So we are going to end it for now. I'm Michael Brooks. This is not with intent. That's Karina's show. This is Ignite Your Life. And our next show is Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. That would be 9 Eastern. We have two more awesome guests that are going to be hosting on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. Jessica Earnworth from Ontario, Canada, and Valerie Etchter from, I believe she is now out of South Dakota. And they are both absolutely awesome. I'm not going to tell you too much more about them until Tuesday night, but you are going to love both of them as well. And we're going to just have an awesome show. Again, that's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Eastern, and of course you can find it at the same place on Blog Talk Radio, and it'll be posted all over the place. So I look forward to seeing everyone Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Have a fantastic Friday, everyone. This is Ignite Your Life. I'm Michael Brooks, and I want to apologize to all the women out there. We could not fit in Matthew McConaughey, Johnny Depp for Karina, or even Channing Tatum for Kate yesterday. We couldn't fit them in, didn't have enough time because we had an awesome guest today, and that was Karina. And say your last name one more time, Karina.
Yonzoli.
Okay, that will do it. Have a fantastic Friday again, everyone.
Thank you, Mark.
Be great.
Thank you.
Coach on Fire Radio.